Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will only get bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, and also upcoming guests. So listen in every Wednesday at this time. And I am your host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie. I am bringing you this broadcast designed with your health and well-being in mind, and I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, 12 fish to stay away from. I like fish. Maybe some of you listening, you in particular, do not like fish, but I like fish. However, there are some fish that you just need to steer clear of. And so the Food and Water Watch, it's a nonprofit organization, they're looking out for us. Our oceans are depleted, they're polluted with industrial contaminants. You're trying to figure out what is safe and sustainable. Well, there is a good fish list. But it can change from year to year. So what you want to do is always remember the fishes you need to stay away from, because the list can change, but there are just some fish that no matter what, always steer clear of these fish. So Food and Water Watch, they chose 12 of them, determined that all of us should avoid instantly. No matter what circumstance, whatever it is, we should always avoid it. Why? Because they're farm-raised, delivered with toxic contaminants in them, like mercury and PCBs, and these are things that you don't want to put into your body. So here's fish number one, imported catfish. Well, I know a lot of people, not only Southerners, who like catfish. I personally do not eat catfish. But those of you who do, guess what? It's bad, really, 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 really bad. Nearly 90% of the catfish imported to the U.S. comes from Vietnam, where a use of antibiotics that are banned in the U.S. is widespread. So it's amazing how it's banned here in the U.S., yet we still import those fish, and Americans eat it. I don't get it, do you? But anyway, there are two varieties of Vietnamese catfish sold here in the U.S., is Swai and Basa, and they aren't technically considered catfish, but the federal government, and therefore, you know, they're held the same inspection rules that other imported catfish are. So stay away from the catfish. It doesn't even matter to personally if it's domestic or farm-raised or anything. You don't want farm-raised. But you're going to hear me say in this broadcast, you're going to hear me repeat, always buy wild-caught, wild-caught, wild-caught. That is the best fish you can purchase. So that's imported catfish. You don't want that. Caviar. Caviar from beluga and wild-caught sturgeon are susceptible to overfishing. And that's according to the Food and Water Watch report. But the species are also being threatened by an increase in dam building that pollutes the water in which they live. So all forms of caviar come from fish that take a long time to mature, which means that it takes a while for populations to rebound. So you don't want caviar. You know, I know it's it may be imported, or you may feel like you're from Great Britain or something. I don't know why I'm speaking like this, but, you know, I've had caviar before many, 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 many years ago. It doesn't even taste good. I mean, honestly, really, to me, it really doesn't. It's just that it's expensive. They're fish eggs, for goodness sakes. Don't want them. Steer clear of the caviar. Atlantic cod, why is it bad? So the Food and Water Watch said it was difficult to add to the Dirty Dozen list, and this reason, chronic mismanagement by the National Marine Fisheries Service and low stock status made it difficult to recommend. Atlantic cod stocks collapsed in the mid-1990s and are in such disarray that the species is now listed as one step above endangered on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species. So the good news is you can probably get other types of fish and fillet that and fry that if you're into fish and chips, of course. So You don't have to go for the Atlantic Heart, and I would never choose anything from Atlantic. It has to say Alaska. Why? Because it is, ding, you got it, wild caught. You didn't hear me say it a lot. Wild caught. You've got to get wild caught. Okay, American eel, why it's bad. Also called yellow or silver eel, this fish, it frequently winds up in sushi dishes, and it's made its way onto the list because it's highly contaminated with PCBs and mercury. The fisheries are also suffering from some pollution and over-harvesting. So get other wild-caught fish and, spice it up that way. Stay away from the American eel. Honestly, when it comes to the Atlantic Ocean, that is not the way you want to go. Imported shrimp. The reason why it's bad is because it actually holds the designation of being the dirtiest shrimp. They're ocean cleaners, by the way. Shrimp, crab, tilapia, they're ocean cleaners. They are the dirtiest of the dirty dozen. That's shrimp. And it's hard to avoid, as 90% of shrimp sold in the U.S. is imported. So imported farmed shrimp comes with a whole bevy of contaminants, antibiotics, residues from chemicals used to clean pens, filth like mouse hair, rat hair, and pieces of insects. Yes, you heard me say that. And I am just giving you information that I found, I've researched, and here it is. That's what it consists of. Steer clear of the imported fish, shrimp, please. Steer clear of it. And also E. coli, it's been detected in imported fish. So all of the above, I mean, that's just one thing would give you a red flag to avoid it. So simply steer clear of the imported shrimp. And honestly, shrimp all in whole, they're ocean cleaners, so you can do away with it. You can. I know you can. Atlantic flat fish. Well, this group of fish includes flounder, sole, and halibut that are caught off the Atlantic coast. They found their way onto the list because of heavy contamination and overfishing that dates back to the 1800s. And according to Food and Water Watch, populations of these fish are as low as 1%. Of what's necessary to be considered sustainable for long-term fishing. So you want to steer clear of it. And once again, you don't want farm-raised. You don't want Atlantic. What do you want? You want wild-caught. Moving on to fish number 7, that you want to avoid altogether, no matter what. Atlantic salmon. Atlantic salmon. I'll say it again. Atlantic salmon. It's actually illegal to capture wild Atlantic salmon, whether they're wild caught or farmed, because the fish stocks are so low, and they're low in part because of farmed salmon. Salmon farming is very polluting. Thousands of fish are crammed into pens, which lead to the growth of diseases and parasites that require antibiotics and pesticides. Yeah, fish are getting antibiotics and pesticides. Often the fish escape and compete with native fish for food. Sad, sad, sad. And this leads to declines in native populations. Adding to salmon woes, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is moving forward with approving genetically engineered salmon to be sold unlabeled to unsuspecting seafood lovers. That is not good. So salmon would be farmed off the coast of Panama, and it's unclear how it would be labeled. So if it's labeled, which I believe it's still currently labeled Atlantic salmon, that means it comes from fish farms. It is not wild caught. You want to opt for wild Alaskan. Comes from Alaska. Opt for Alaskan salmon. Wild Alaskan salmon. And in the event that GE salmon is, we just don't want genetically engineered salmon whatsoever, steer clear of that as well. Anything that's genetically engineered or genetically modified, GMOs, you want to steer clear of that as well. And they're doing that to our fish, to our food, folks. So you want to always look for Alaskan salmon. And if you can't, you know, if it's not the season for the time for Alaskan salmon, you can always purchase it frozen packages or even canned if you want to make yourself a salmon sandwich. Imported king crab, that's another one you need to stay away from. The biggest problem with imported crab is that most of it comes from Russia, where limits on fish harvests are not strongly in the forest. But crab also suffers from something of an identity crisis. Importing king crab is often misnamed Alaskan king crab because most people think that that is the name for the crab. But it's not. Supermarkets will say Alaskan king crab imported. Alaskan king crab is a completely separate animal, and it's much more responsibly harvested than the imported stuff. So just to clear the crab whatsoever, beware of the label. You can find out whether it comes from Alaska or if it is imported, but you definitely want to stay from the imported stuff. Moving on to fish number 9 that we need to stay away from. Shark. Yeah, shark. Just thinking about it, I'm reminded of the 1970s movie Jaws. Why would I want to eat the fish? Problems associated with our eating too many sharks happen in all stages of food chain. For one, these predatory fish are extremely high in mercury, which poses threats to humans. We cannot sustain that. We cannot take in all of that mercury. Ocean ecosystems suffer as well. So there are fewer sharks around, and we're eating them. And so that's not what we want to do. And, you know, the rays are eating, depleting scallops and other fish. The fewer of those fish in the oceans for us to eat, placing an economic strain on coastal communities that depend on those fisheries. So you want to get rid of the shark. Opt for halibut or mackerel. Get yourself some halibut or some mackerel. Leave the shark alone. They bite. Moving on to number 10. Orange roughy. In addition to having high levels of mercury, orange roughy can take between 20 and 40 years to reach full maturity and reproduces late in life. And this makes it difficult for populations to recover from overfishing. Orange roughy has such a reputation for being over-harvested that some large restaurant chains, including Red Lobster, refuse to serve it. So, if it still pops up in your grocery freezers, sometimes mislabeled as sustainably harvested, stay away from it. There are no fisheries of orange roughy that are considered well-managed or are certified by the Marine Corps. So avoid it any way you can, and any that you see, get rid of it. Opt for snapper, okay? Get yourself some snapper and find some wonderful creative recipes that you can figure out. Yellow snapper in place of orange roughy. One more fish before the last, Atlantic bluefin tuna. There was an analysis done by the New York Times that found that Atlantic bluefin tuna has the highest levels of mercury of any type of tuna. So to top it off, bluefin tuna are severely over-harvested to the point of reaching near extinction levels and are considered critically endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. So rather than trying to navigate the ever-changing recommendations for which tuna is best, consider giving it up altogether. I know it might be hard for you, but give it up. Once again, you want to opt for Alaskan wild-caught salmon. Alaska wild-caught salmon. That is what you want instead of the tuna. Way too much mercury in it, and you've got to think about your health overall. So last but not least, Chilean sea bass. Most Chilean sea bass sold in the U.S. comes from fishermen who have captured them illegally. Although the U.S. Department of State says that illegal harvesting of the fish has declined in recent years. Nevertheless, fish stocks are in such bad shape that the nonprofit Greenpeace estimates that unless people stop eating this fish, the entire species could be commercially extinct within 5 years. Food and Water Watch's guide notes that these fish are high in mercury as well. And once again, we don't want to consume any fish whatsoever with the mercury or that are extremely high in mercury. Steer clear of it. And so, you know, opt for wild-caught fish. Haddock, perhaps, is an option. But once again, and finally, you want Alaskan wild-caught fish. Alrighty, moving on to today's Wednesday's word comes forth from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Do not compromise. Do not compromise. Out of his glorious unlimited resources, he will give you the mighty inner strengthening of his Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3, verse 16. Horace Pitkin, the son of a wealthy merchant, was converted and went to China as a missionary. He wrote to his friends in America saying, "It will be but a short time till we know definitely whether we can serve him better above or here." Shortly afterward, a mob stormed to the gate of the compound where Pitkin defended the women and children. He was beheaded, and his head was offered at the shrine of a heathen god, while his body was thrown into a pit with the bodies of 9 Chinese Christians. Sherwood Eddy, writing about him, said, "Pitkin won more men by his death than he ever could have won by his life." Christ needs people today who are made of martyr stuff, dare to take a strong, uncompromising stand for him. And that's Wednesday's Word. Love to hear from you. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, anywhere you find me. I'm also on Pinterest, Instagram. Look for The Vision Voice. Look for Jesse Blair Myrie, the health coach. Just look for me. I'm there. And you find a link of my website, New and Improved, pureandholyliving.com. You can find a link on this broadcast page, Pure and Holy, WHOLLY, living.com, pureandholyliving.com. Until next week, God bless you, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.